Now, here's one sign of how closely French voters followed their presidential election. A record 85% of French voters showed up. They had a dozen candidates to choose from, and now they have two leaders who go on to a runoff election. One is the conservative, Nicolas Sarkozy. The other is the socialist, Ségolène Royal. And the vote is widely seen as a vote to determine the future course of France, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Ségolène Royal's supporters exploded in joy Sunday evening as they learned their candidate had made it to the second round. Royal came in second behind Nicolas Sarkozy. Jean Delannoy was one of the thousands of Ségolène fans who crowded the street in front of Socialist Party headquarters in Paris to watch the returns on a giant screen.
I feel good because I'm for Ségolène Royal. And I think her score is very good. And she has real chances to win.
Nicolas Sarkozy was the day's biggest winner with nearly 31% of the vote, a record first-round score. Royal had nearly 26%. Election observers here said Royal would now attract voters who had gone with the far-left fringe candidates, as well as voters from the center. Delannoy said he wasn't worried about Sarkozy's big score.
Oh yes, yes, there will be a front anti-Sarkozy. There will be everyone anti-Sarkozy. Everyone against Sarkozy will be the motto of the second round.
Over at campaign headquarters of centrist candidate François Bayrou, there was palpable disappointment that their candidate didn't make it to the second round. But in third place with nearly 19% of the vote, Bayrou is now in a position to play kingmaker. Analysts say Bayrou's voters will be key in deciding the presidential race. Although the Bayrou supporters watching Sarkozy speak last night didn't look like big fans of his.
En me plaçant en tête de ce premier tour.
In his speech, Sarkozy explained why centrist Bayrou didn't make it to the second round.
Et en plaçant Madame Royale en deuxième position.
By putting Madame Royale and me in the finals, voters have clearly shown they want to go head-to-head in this debate about two different ideas of France, two value systems, and two plans for the future of our society.
Sarkozy's effective campaign machine and well-honed messages may be impressive, but his tough guy reputation also scares many people. Christophe Barbier, editor of L'Express magazine, says that fear factor may now undermine Sarkozy's candidacy.
Nicolas Sarkozy semble avoir une avance confortable.
Nicolas Sarkozy seems to have a comfortable advance after the first round, but nothing is in the bag, because Ségolène Royal has a hidden gun, and that's the anyone but Sarkozy vote.
As she addressed her supporters, Royal already seemed to be playing to those fears.
J'appelle ce soir.
Tonight I call on all of you who think that we can reform France without brutality, those who believe in the triumph of human values over stock values and want to put an end to the inequalities that have painfully deepened over the last years.
Politics aside, this year's French presidential election has been hailed as a change in style and generation. The top three contenders were in their early 50s, and it is the first time France will elect a president born after World War II. Perhaps that's why it generated so much excitement and a massive voter turnout that hasn't been seen since Charles de Gaulle was elected president in 1965. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.